The Gemara says in Yuma, Pehei Amebeis, Kalolav Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Yishmar Shabbos Asabe, the statement of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, that he learns out the luck of Bikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, Vishamru ben Yisrael Shabbos, Vasosas Shabbos, Vodorosam Baris Alam, Kalolav Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Yishmar Shabbos Asabe. So they have a better to violate one Shabbos, so you should keep many more. So the Meiri says, what happens if someone what about if he could keep other mitzvahs but not Shabbos? So the Meiri comments that if a sick person is not going to live, only live for a couple of hours, even though he won't be able to observe more Shabbosos, he's not going to make it past that Shabbos. But by extending his life, he's able to observe other mitzvahs, even a couple of moments of life. If you use it for tshuva, so that would be worth it. So the Meiri says it's not just limited to Shabbos. Even if you can't, you're not going to make it to another Shabbos. Even Rav Shimon Menasseh would agree it's not limited to Shabbos Tzarbe, but he seems it would even apply even to even less than. On the other hand, the Orach Chaim comments that he disagrees. Says that Rav Shimon Menasseh's comments is only to someone who could, you only to violate Shabbos for facilitating additional Shabbos observance, but not for other mitzvahs. And Mishnah Berurah brings out as well, someone who's a Shota, he wants to say that even the Meiri would agree that the Shabbos can't be violated because you can't even do tshuva. And the Beis Meir says, Atinuk Shanishva Ben Akum, as well, violating Shabbos is not mutter, since you're not going to facilitate additional Shabbos observance. However, Lamaisa, this issue is only going according to the opinion of Rav Shimon and Menasseh. How far do you take Chalo of Shabbos Achas? Do you take a limit to only Shabbos? The Meiri extends it to any type of things. Or Chaim limits it to Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah and Beis Meir limited to either a Shota when applied to or a Tinok Shanish ben Akam. However, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the opinion of Shmuel v'chai b'hem. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even for a few moments, that takes precedence. And the Gemara in Erechin and Avzayin Amin Aleph says that if a woman in labor dies on Shabbos, you're permitted to machal Shabbos to save the fetus. And the Rosh Chodesh in Shemir, we see that the fetus has a, you can machal Shabbos for a fetus. It's considered like a bona fide chai, although maybe not on the same level. And the Ramban disagrees and says, no, the fetus isn't considered a chai. But you know what the heter is? Chal olav Shabbos achas kadesh yishma Shabbos is harbe. And therefore, according argues the Ramban, it's permitted to violate Shabbos for the sake of the fetus, even in the first 40 days, because even though it's only Malia B'Alma, mere water, but if he lives, he could keep many more. And the Rashba talks about a case, someone who's kidnapped by missionaries, and then so you got to violate Shabbos to save them from the people who kidnapped them, meaning spiritual kidnapping, but also physical. And the Beis Yosef also says, Chal olav Shabbos achas, to save her from losing someone from an entire Shabbos observance and lifetime. So that's we go with V'chai b'hem, but according to Chal olav Shabbos achas has kulis, as we'll see, like a fetus, but on the other hand, the Meiri extends it, but the Orach Chaim limits the Shabbos observance. Mishnah Berurah says maybe a shota would in the Beis Meir. But Halacha Maaseh, we didn't go with Shmuel v'chai behem, and therefore one would be permitted to machal Shabbos even, you know, even for Chayei Shah.